Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was quite the NFL weekend. I went to sleep last night thinking that Buffalo was going to lose. And I was wrong. What a comeback for them. Some people are going to be sleepy. We're staying up to watch that. In the Sunday night football game, the Bills pulled off an incredible comeback. They were down 40-25 late in the fourth quarter. Josh Allen led a furious rally, culminating in a game-winning field goal just as time was expiring. It was a huge game for him. If you had him in fantasy football, oh my gosh, 424 total yards and 4 touchdowns. Oh my gosh. And look, the Ravens were great. Dominant performance from Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. But that late game kind of collapse, just too much for them to overcome. Hey, and how about you Steelers fans? Aaron Rodgers defeating his former team, the Jets. He threw for 244 yards and 4 touchdowns. Another one. Did well if you had him in the fantasy league. Justin Fields, the new Jets quarterback, also had a strong performance. So running and passing for him as well. And the Washington Commanders, rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels, led them to a convincing victory. The Giants couldn't get much going there. Do you know the Eagles played the Cowboys? That was last Thursday. So still good news for the Eagles fans. Kansas City is the game that they are playing, the Chiefs. That's going to be a good one this coming weekend. All right, so for Penn State football, it was a sluggish start, but they were able to pull off the win against Florida International. And looking at the AP top 25, and that comes down on Sunday afternoon, Penn State's still at number 2. Ohio State, still at number 1. LSU is at number 3. Then it's followed by Oregon, which slid into number 4. Number 5, University of Miami. Then Georgia, Texas, Notre Dame, Illinois, and Florida State. Those are all of those. Kind of the rundown for you from college football. Next up for the Nittany Lions, Villanova. And then things get really serious. In a couple weeks, they'll also be the night game, Oregon, they're going to be playing number 1, Ohio State. Well, we'll see if they're still number 1 then. But some real serious games coming after not-so-serious ones to start off the season. When it comes to sports, too, I don't know if you saw yet another fan who gets too fanatical about a home run ball. Have we not learned? The cameras are everywhere. So this woman confronted another Phillies fan and said that the ball was hers don't know if you saw this video. And she claimed it was hers. He did go over towards her side of the bleachers. But all's fair in home run balls. Once, you know, she went over and confronted him. His son, who had a birthday that day, had the ball in his glove. And she gave it to him and just told her to leave. Well, that kid ended up getting a lot of love from the Philadelphia Phillies. So, losing the ball, he got a whole heck of a lot more. So I'm looking at here a story. The baseball fan who surrendered the home run ball he initially gave to his son has spoken out about the woman, saying he said he jumped out of his skin when she confronted him. And if you see it, he kind of didn't understand why she flipped out on him. He snagged the home run ball ahead of his son's 10th birthday during that Phillies Marlins game on Friday night. But then that woman came storming over, angrily telling him the ball belonged to her. He said to NBC 10 Philadelphia, he simply wanted her to go away and he wanted to be a role model for his son. He said, I was just trying to set an example of how to de-escalate a situation in front of my son, I guess. He said he's still in disbelief at the woman's actions, and he apologized to his son for handing the ball over. I thought I had accomplished this great thing, but she just wouldn't stop. While she did get the home run ball hit by Harrison Bader, she was ultimately booed out of the stadium and then slammed on social media. The boy was able to meet Bader after the game, even received a signed bat from the Philly star. He said, even though that all happened, he still kind of regretted taking the ball away from his son. I felt like super dad putting the ball in his glove and giving him a hug, he said. He later continued, putting the ball in his glove and then taking it back out killed me. She didn't just confront him, I guess, afterwards. People weren't too happy with how she had behaved. So she confronted multiple fans. And then gave the one finger salute to the crowd at one point. Oh, God. So this thing went pretty viral. And again, cameras are watching you, folks. Oh, my gosh. So this the behavior of people, it's just amazing, isn't it? It's sad. I can't even imagine as a grown woman, even if I had the ball in my hand and he took it once he gave it to the kid, there is no way that I would ever. How embarrassing. Just awful. So I don't know how she feels about it now that she has the ball, but she also has all this attention. And there's a lot of stuff on social media. People are trying to out her and they're saying, oh, she got fired. She works at a school and blah, 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 blah. Don't believe everything you read, because now they're saying there's a fan who was wrongly identified. So now all you need is people to misidentify the person. Is it enough that she has been shamed on television and through social media? Or do people now have to go after her and say that she should be fired from whatever job she's at just because she's kind of a rude person? So sad, because there was a woman who had to go to Facebook on Saturday to say, okay, everyone, I'm not the crazy Philly mom. And I'm a Red Sox fan. There was one woman who people were roasting online. And she's like, no, it's not me. Again, that woman saying, that's not me. I'm a Red Sox fan. The woman's identity remains a mystery, everybody. Can we leave it at that? Can we leave it at just being embarrassed? Or do we have to go and get more? I mean, seriously. So her behavior was abhorrent. But let's not go crazy here. There's no need to destroy people's lives any more than he could. Look, the kid got a signed, I think, did he say a bat? I think so. And he got to meet the guy. So it's pretty cool. Nowadays, you could just have someone set this thing up, right? Show up, take a ball off someone, and then the next thing you know, that kid's going to be able to meet somebody. By the way, Johnny L., you and I are here today, so I'm guessing you weren't a lottery winner. You didn't buy a ticket in Texas or Missouri, right?
No, I didn't travel that far.
No. Two people hit the lottery. Did you buy any tickets?
Yes. I would have won if I got five more numbers.
Oh, you got one?
The Powerball.
So what'd you get, $8 or something?
I play the
double play
where you get the extra drawing.
Yeah.
And the same Powerball.
I know it was 17 twice.
Yeah, so I won on both.
So did you pick your own numbers?
On that ticket, no. That was a quick pick.
Oh, okay. I picked 7. I did some quick picks, and then I did one of my own. And I kept thinking 7, 7. It was 17. I put a 7 for the... I didn't win anything, Johnny L. And I played a few scratch-offs, and I won nothing. And I usually win something. I thought, my luck is so bad, I'm going to keep away for a while. I'm glad there are winners because now I don't feel the pressure to play, don't you?
Me too.
It's like, okay. I mean, I would like to be the winner. Two Powerball players from Missouri and Texas are sharing the $1.8 billion. This was the second largest U.S. lottery prize. But again, two people have to share it. And the Texas ticket from a gas station. We don't know where Missouri's was. From what I understand, both of these states allow you to be anonymous as a winner. So good for them. All of a sudden, your family member is buying an island. I think you might figure it out eventually, but at least that's over with for now. I don't feel the pressure anymore. The state Supreme Court issued an emergency order, and that blocked Brenda Sacco from taking the oath of office on Friday morning. So the expectation was she had already been chosen. The court, Lackawanna County Court, had chosen her from the list of candidates handed over from the Lackawanna County Executive Committee of the Democrats there. And they chose Brenda Sacco, who has years of experience in county government. So she was supposed to be sworn in, but the state Supreme Court said, hold on. They've also agreed to take up the appeal. So Commissioner Bill Gaughan has appealed the two lower court rulings that would allow her to become the new commissioner, not just be temporary, but become the new commissioner and be in that role all the way up until that expires in a few years. So it was issued Friday morning, just before Sacco would have filled the seat. So this months-long court battle continues. They did go on with the swearing in of the clerk of judicial records. That went as planned. There was no issue or argument over that in legal matters. So Gaughan said to WVIA, he's pleased at the Supreme Court's actions. I've said from the beginning, it's a serious matter. It needs to be decided by the Supreme Court, and they have agreed with me. So they are looking at it because there is this issue that the lower courts have said, no, you got to go with the Home Rule Charter. And the Home Rule Charter for Lackawanna County says it's up to the county's Democratic Party to come up with the candidates, three of them, to then give to the county court, and then they would make a decision. But there's an issue because there's also the state and what their process is. And their process would take out the party, and it would just be the judges would get the resumes and winnow it down and choose the selection on their own without any input from the Democratic Committee. So that's something the state Supreme Court says they will hear. So, hey, we'll get an answer. It'll be an answer. But in the meantime, there are important things that the commissioners have to work on, and they're going to have to work together or nothing's going to get done because there's no majority right now. There's one of each, a Republican and a Democrat. So we'll find out where this goes. But that thing looked like at least it would be someone in there temporarily. But no. So we don't know how long it'll take for the Supreme Court to look into this thing. But they have agreed to do it. So they didn't just summarily throw it out. Got to wait a little longer, I guess.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's a big story internationally. A fugitive father who was hiding with his three kids for years in the dense New Zealand wilderness was shot dead in an armed confrontation with police this morning. They did find the three kids. They are okay. They are now in the custody of police. They will be reunited with their mother. She has not seen them since 2021. Thomas Phillips and his kids, believed to be ages 9, 10, and 12, evading police in a remote part of the country's North Island since December 21. And there has been a manhunt there that has gripped that nation. All of it ended in the early hours Monday when police responded to a break-in at a farm shop in a tiny rural town. There was a police officer wounded in the confrontation. He was shot in the head at close range with a high-powered rifle. They do say he will be okay. One of the kids was found with Phillips, and they used helicopters. They did announce two other kids were located, and they were found at a remote campsite in the dense bush near a tiny rural town off the rugged west coast of one of New Zealand's regions. I can confirm the children are well and uninjured. They will be taken to a location for medical checks, is what the official said. He first vanished with his kids in September 2021. That kicked off a huge search of land and sea. They were found, I guess, or reappeared. They weren't found, but they were seen at a farm belonging to his family weeks later. He was charged with wasting police time, whatever that is. And then the kids and him vanished again in December. So police had said that they believed they were living off the grid. He had survival skills to feed, shelter, and clothe the children. There have been sightings through the years for help, and they have appealed for help. But they did not find him until just the last 24 hours. All because of a break-in at a farming goods store. So he has been killed. Again, he had shot a cop. Word is that the officer will survive. He will be okay. And the kids will be reunited with their mother. This is a story that in that nation has been talked about for quite some time. So at least we will see that family, at least mom and the kids, reunited. But that's crazy. Thank God the cop's okay, because, you know, willing to do that, it's just crazy. There's a disturbing story in Pennsylvania. It's out of Fayette County. Two people facing charges after five kids were found inside a room that the Pennsylvania State Police are describing as a dungeon. It's horrible. 65-year-old James Call Jr. and Carly Call, who's 40, of Fairbank, charged with felony charges of endangering the welfare of children and aggravated assault. There's a whole bunch of other charges as well. It's so sad. The five children, ranging in age from 5 to 14 years old, found living in deplorable conditions at a home in Redstone Township. When they got there, state police say they didn't see any beds. The windows were boarded up. Limited clothing and food, and it was just a filthy mess. The kids' bedroom door locked from the outside. It would trap them inside throughout the day and night. Three deadlocks on the outside of the door. No handle on the inside, so the kids couldn't get out. Just horrible. State police say in court documents, the room functioned as a dungeon. And there were also video cameras hardwired to the father's room. A removal order was needed to get the kids out because he told troopers and a children and youth services worker that he would not remove the locks. I can't even believe this. Troopers said the children told them during interviews how James would force her to use Carly to use a stun gun as punishment on one of the kids. It's terrible. When a search warrant was served, the complaint shows troopers found a Jolt self-defense stun gun, a replica pistol, a video surveillance camera, drugs, and paraphernalia. So sad. Five kids. So that's out of Fayette County. In local news, this is in the Scranton Times Tribune today. The Abington Shopping Center, I've got a couple stories out of the Abingtons. The shopping center there, it's the one where you see Browns, Kyoto, there's a Dino and Francesco, Hallmark. Did I say Browns, Jim? A whole bunch of places. The owner of that shopping center is suing the Norfolk Southern Railway. They claim stormwater runoff from that property, the rail line's property, is causing flooding on that strip mall area. The rail company declined to comment on the lawsuit. There's a Wright Center location there, even heads on over towards McDonald's as well. It said that Norfolk Southern bought that rail line and property, which is right next to the shopping center, in 2015. And in the lawsuit, it's alleged that they installed box culverts under the tracks. They're higher in elevation than the adjacent culverts downstream that run under that shopping center area. They say the culverts are acting as dams, and that has frequently caused flooding in that shopping center. So that is a lawsuit that is underway. Meanwhile, the former animal hospital in South Abington Township, it was called VREC, the Veterinary Referral and Emergency Center. At one time, it was a 24-hour emergency veterinary practice. That has been sold. The building has been sold. Rainbow Land Company, and they own some different parcels in that area. Rainbow, member of the Rainbow Market that used to be there. That was that area owned by this company as well. They purchased VREC, the building itself, for nearly $1.7 million. What will go there, we don't know. They say the developer who purchased it has been someone who has built townhouses, single family homes, and commercial spaces in the Abingtons. So the building in its real estate listing showing up online as a freestanding medical building. This was closed. I didn't even realize that it had closed just in the spring because of shortages. I understand there's many shortages in the veterinary business, but it has not been a 24-hour animal hospital since like 2021. They were doing other kinds of surgeries and procedures there, but even that came to an end. So what will go in its place, we don't know, but it has been sold to someone who is known to build a number of different kinds of buildings in that area. But sold for $1.7 million. Did you get enough football this weekend? There's more tonight. Kansas City Chiefs clash with the LA Chargers. That's going to be in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And did you know, for the first time ever, every single NFL game this season will be available on one streaming platform or another? Something else. I didn't realize that. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Was that Kansas City Chiefs? I am so sorry. That game was on Friday. We've got Monday night tonight. That's not in Brazil. But anyway, my point still stands. Every NFL game available on one streaming platform or another. It's not to say it's not on linear TV as well, but it's a whole new world, folks. The younger people today, they don't necessarily watch television like we do. So funny, we have these huge screen TVs and younger people are like, I'm cool watching it on my phone. So it's wild. It's a whole new world. I don't know if we could say the same for, I wonder, college football, because there's a lot of those on streaming channels as well that you can get. All right, we got a lot of other things we're going to get into in the next hour. But before we head into that, let's talk about a Gallup survey recently. Americans believe, I love this, 2.7 children represents the ideal family size. In the mid-1930s, it was 3.6. I'm surprised the mid-1930s was 3.6. Because there were a lot of people who had like 4, 5, 6, 7 children. 80% of respondents in this Gallup survey favor at least 2 children. 40% say 2 is optimal. 27% prefer 3. 11% choose 4, and there's 5% who want 5 kids or more. Only 2% saying having no children ideal. Those findings contrast sharply with current U.S. birth rates, which have dropped to a record low of 1.6 births per woman. So maybe what you want, but what you get, something a little different. I get a lot of polling stuff in here. NBC poll, we can get into this in the next hour. What are the most important issues that you are concerned about? And there's one that is just miles ahead of anything else. But it's interesting. Also, it gets into people's opinions on vaccines. Where do people stand, Americans stand on this? Immigration, healthcare, inflation and trade. And how do you think the president is doing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah! I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.